Why the Book of Enoch was banned from the Bible. The Book of Enoch, a mysterious and captivating text, has been both revered and shunned for thousands of years. Its stories of angels, giants, and apocalyptic visions have intrigued scholars, theologians, and laypeople alike. Despite its wide circulation and acceptance among early Christian communities, the book was eventually banned and removed from most versions of the Bible, remaining preserved only in a few ancient traditions like the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. This exclusion has raised many questions throughout history. Why was the Book of Enoch banned? What made its contents so controversial that it could not be included in the Christian canon? To understand this, we must delve into the complex interplay of historical, theological, and political factors that influenced the shaping of the Bible as we know it today. Honor 1. The origins and contents of the Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch is a collection of ancient texts attributed to the biblical figure Enoch, the great-grandfather of Noah, who is mentioned briefly in the book of Genesis as a man who walked with God and was taken directly to heaven without experiencing death. Enoch's story has always held a certain mystique, but the Book of Enoch expands on his role in a way that the canonical Bible does not. There are multiple parts to the Book of Enoch, but the most well-known is Enoch, also known as the Ethiopic Enoch. This text was likely written between the 3rd century BCE and the 1st century BCE, a period during which Jewish apocalyptic literature flourished. The book is divided into several sections, each of which deals with different aspects of Enoch's experiences and visions. The Book of the Watchers. This section describes the fall of the Watchers, a group of angels who descended to earth and became involved with human women, resulting in the birth of the Nephilim, a race of giants. This story offers an expanded version of the enigmatic passage found in Genesis 6:1-4, which mentions the sons of God taking human wives and producing offspring who were mighty men of old. The Book of Parables. This part contains messianic prophecies and visions of divine judgment, offering apocalyptic insights into the end times. It presents vivid imagery of judgment and salvation, themes that are echoed in later Christian apocalyptic writings. The Astronomical Book. Also known as the Book of the Heavenly Luminaries, this section describes Enoch's journey through the heavens, where he learns the secrets of the celestial bodies and their movements. It reflects ancient Jewish cosmology and contains a detailed account of how the sun, moon, and stars operate according to divine law. The Dream Visions. This part of the book includes allegorical visions of human history, including the coming flood and the establishment of Israel. It portrays the unfolding of divine judgment and the ultimate triumph of righteousness. The Epistle of Enoch. The final section contains moral exhortations and prophecies concerning the fate of the wicked and the righteous. It emphasizes the importance of living a virtuous life and foretells the final judgment. These sections, particularly the story of the Watchers and the Nephilim, have made the Book of Enoch both fascinating and controversial. They offer a more detailed view of early Jewish beliefs about angels, demons, and the supernatural, themes that were somewhat downplayed or simplified in the later canonization process. 2. Early acceptance and usage. In the centuries leading up to the formation of the Christian Bible, the Book of Enoch enjoyed widespread popularity and influence. It was read and cited by early Jewish and Christian communities, and references to it can be found in a variety of ancient texts. Several early church fathers, including Tertullian, Clement of Alexandria, and Origen, regarded the Book of Enoch as authoritative scripture. Tertullian even defended its authenticity, arguing that the book had been rejected by the Jews because it contained prophecies about Christ. The Epistle of Jude in the New Testament directly quotes from the Book of Enoch, Jude 1:14-15, suggesting that its contents were well known and respected within early Christian circles. The popularity of the book can also be seen in its influence on other apocalyptic writings of the time, including the Dead Sea Scrolls, which contain fragments of the Book of Enoch. The text's vivid descriptions of angels, demons, and cosmic battles resonated with the apocalyptic fervor of the Second Temple period, when Jewish communities were wrestling with questions of divine justice and the ultimate fate of the world. 3. The Council of Laodicea and the Banning of Enoch. Despite its early popularity, the Book of Enoch eventually fell out of favor with mainstream Christian authorities. By the 4th century, debates about the composition of the Christian canon were intensifying. Various councils and synods were held to determine which books should be considered authoritative and included in the Bible, and which should be excluded. One of the key moments in this process was the Council of Laodicea, held around 363-364 CE. This council produced a list of canonical books that would form the basis of the New Testament. The Book of Enoch was conspicuously absent from this list, along with several other texts that had been widely read and respected in earlier centuries, such as the Shepherd of Hermas and the Epistle of Barnabas. There were several reasons for the exclusion of the Book of Enoch. First and foremost was its association with apocalyptic and esoteric traditions that were increasingly seen as problematic by church authorities. The book's vivid depictions of angels, demons, and cosmic battles were viewed as speculative and sensationalist, potentially leading to theological confusion and division. Additionally, the Book of Enoch was seen as being out of step with the emerging Christian orthodoxy. Its emphasis on the role of angels and supernatural beings in human affairs contrasted with the more streamlined theological narratives being developed by early Christian theologians. The book's complex and symbolic language made it difficult to interpret, and its origins in Jewish apocalypticism were increasingly viewed with suspicion by a church that was trying to distance itself from its Jewish roots. 4. Theological issues and inconsistencies. Another reason for the banning of the Book of Enoch was its theological content, which was seen as inconsistent with the emerging Christian doctrines. One of the most controversial aspects of the book is its portrayal of the Watchers and the Nephilim. According to the Book of Enoch, the Watchers were angels who descended to earth, took human wives, and produced offspring who were giants. These Nephilim were described as being monstrous and corrupt, leading to widespread violence and sin on earth. This story was seen as problematic because it contradicted the more simplified version of events found in Genesis, where the cause of human sin was traced back to the actions of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, rather than to the influence of angels. Moreover, the Book of Enoch assigns significant blame for the corruption of humanity to a specific angel, Azazel, who is depicted as the leader of the fallen angels. This contradicts the traditional Christian view that Satan, rather than any other angel, is the primary source of evil in the world. The idea that other angels could be responsible for human sin undermined the centrality of Satan as the antagonist in Christian theology. The book also contains a unique cosmology and understanding of the universe that did not align with the views held by early Christian theologians. For example, the Book of Enoch describes a series of heavenly realms inhabited by various angelic beings and suggests that Enoch was taken on a journey through these realms to gain divine knowledge. This cosmology, with its emphasis on hidden knowledge and secret revelations, was seen as too closely aligned with Gnostic ideas, which were considered heretical by the early church. 5. The rise of Christian orthodoxy and the shaping of the canon. As Christianity grew and spread throughout the Roman Empire, there arose a pressing need to define the boundaries of Christian doctrine more clearly. By the 3rd and 4th centuries, Christianity was becoming increasingly institutionalized, and church leaders sought to establish a unified set of beliefs and scriptures that would serve as the foundation of the faith. This process was motivated by both internal and external pressures. Internally, early Christianity faced numerous theological debates and disagreements about issues such as the nature of Christ, the role of the Old Testament, and the interpretation of various scriptures. Externally, the church faced persecution and opposition from the Roman authorities, which heightened the need for a coherent and united belief system. One of the central challenges in this process was determining which texts should be considered divinely inspired and authoritative. Numerous gospels, letters, apocalyptic writings, and other religious texts were circulating among early Christian communities, and there was considerable variation in the scriptures that different groups regarded as sacred. Some early Christian groups, such as the Gnostics, embraced a wide range of writings, many of which contained esoteric and mystical teachings. The Book of Enoch, with its complex cosmology and emphasis on secret knowledge, found a place within these traditions, but it also posed a challenge to the emerging Orthodox Christian leadership. The process of canonization was not a single, decisive event, but rather a gradual process that unfolded over several centuries. Various councils and synods were convened to debate and determine which books would be included in the Christian Bible. One of the most influential of these was the Council of Nicaea in 325 CE, which was convened by the Roman Emperor Constantine. While the council is most famous for addressing the Arian controversy and defining the nature of Christ in the Nicene Creed, it also played a significant role in shaping the emerging Christian canon. By the time of the Council of Nicaea, the core of the New Testament had already been established, with the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the letters of Paul and the Acts of the Apostles widely accepted as authoritative. However, there was still debate about the inclusion of certain other books, such as the Book of Revelation, the Epistle of James, and the Shepherd of Hermas. The Book of Enoch, despite its early popularity, was not considered for inclusion, largely due to its association with apocalypticism and its perceived theological inconsistencies. 6. Theological inconsistencies in the Book of Enoch's removal. One of the main reasons the Book of Enoch was excluded from the canon was the theological inconsistencies it presented, particularly when compared to the rest of the Bible. The Book of Enoch offers a detailed account of angelic beings, their rebellion, and their interactions with humans, themes that are touched on only briefly in the canonical Bible. For example, the story of the Watchers, who descend to earth and mate with human women, is an expansion of the enigmatic passage found in Genesis 6, 1-4. In Genesis, this episode is mentioned in only a few verses, and the sons of God who take human wives are not elaborated upon. In contrast, the Book of Enoch provides a much fuller account of these angels, describing their fall from grace, their union with human women, and the birth of the Nephilim, a race of giants. This detailed narrative not only raises questions about the nature of angels and their role in human affairs, but also conflicts with the more streamlined theology of sin and redemption found in the rest of the Bible. In Christian doctrine, the origin of human sin is primarily traced back to the disobedience of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and the role of angels in this narrative is minimal. The introduction of the Watchers and their offspring as major agents of corruption in the world complicates this narrative and raises questions about the nature of divine justice and the ultimate responsibility for sin. Moreover, the Book of Enoch assigns significant blame for the corruption of humanity to Azazel, one of the fallen angels. Azazel is depicted as teaching humans forbidden knowledge, including the art of warfare, metalworking, and enchantments. While this story may have resonated with certain Jewish and early Christian communities, it conflicted with the emerging Christian doctrine that identified Satan, rather than other angels, as the primary source of evil in the world. The idea that multiple angels could be responsible for human sin undermined the centrality of Satan as the primary antagonist in Christian theology. Another theological inconsistency arises in the portrayal of the fallen angels' repentance. In the Book of Enoch, the fallen angels express remorse for their actions and seek forgiveness, a narrative that contradicts the traditional Christian view that fallen angels are irrevocably damned. In Christian theology, Satan and his angels are destined for eternal punishment in hell, with no possibility of redemption. The suggestion that fallen angels could repent and seek forgiveness was seen as undermining the seriousness of their rebellion against God and the permanence of their punishment. These theological issues, combined with the book's complex cosmology and symbolism, made the Book of Enoch a difficult fit for the emerging Christian canon. Theological leaders wanted to ensure that the Bible presented a consistent and unified message, and the Book of Enoch's divergent narratives and themes did not align with this goal. 7. The influence of apocalypticism and Gnosticism. The Book of Enoch's exclusion from the Bible also had to do with its close association with apocalypticism and Gnosticism, two movements that were viewed with suspicion by the early church. Apocalyptic literature was popular during the Second Temple period, circa 516 BCE to 70 CE, and the Book of Enoch is one of the most well-known examples of this genre. Apocalyptic writings typically focus on visions of the end of the world, divine judgment, and the ultimate triumph of good over evil. While the New Testament contains apocalyptic elements, particularly in the Book of Revelation, the early church sought to distance itself from the more radical and speculative aspects of apocalypticism, which often led to divisive sectarian movements. The Book of Enoch, with its vivid descriptions of cosmic battles and divine judgment, was seen as too closely aligned with these movements and was therefore viewed as a potential source of theological instability. Gnosticism, which emerged in the early centuries of Christianity, was another factor that contributed to the exclusion of the Book of Enoch. Gnostic beliefs emphasized secret knowledge, gnosis, as the key to salvation, and often portrayed the material world as inherently corrupt and evil. Many Gnostic texts contained elaborate cosmologies with multiple levels of heaven, angelic hierarchies, and hidden realms, themes that are also present in the Book of Enoch. While the Book of Enoch is not a Gnostic text per se, its emphasis on hidden knowledge, angelic beings, and the journey through the heavens made it appealing to Gnostic sects. The early church was eager to root out Gnostic influences and to establish a more orthodox understanding of Christian doctrine. The Book of Enoch's association with ideas that resonated with Gnosticism, such as secret knowledge and the corruption of the material world by angelic beings, made it suspect in the eyes of church leaders. As the church sought to define its boundaries and to combat heretical movements, the Book of Enoch was seen as a potential source of confusion and was therefore excluded from the canon. 8. The rediscovery of the Book of Enoch. Despite its exclusion from the Bible, the Book of Enoch was not entirely lost to history. It remained a significant text within certain Christian traditions, particularly the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, which continues to regard it as canonical scripture. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church's preservation of the Book of Enoch is a testament to the diversity of early Christian beliefs and the ways in which different communities responded to the process of canonization. The Book of Enoch was largely forgotten in the Western world until the 18th century, when Scottish explorer James Bruce traveled to Ethiopia and brought back copies of the text. Bruce's discovery sparked renewed interest in the Book of Enoch among scholars and theologians, and translations of the text began to circulate in Europe. In the 19th and 20th centuries, the study of the Book of Enoch was further advanced by the discovery of fragments of the text among the Dead Sea Scrolls. These fragments confirmed the ancient origins of the book and provided valuable insights into the religious beliefs and practices of early Jewish and Christian communities. The rediscovery of the Book of Enoch also led to new debates about its significance and its relationship to the Bible. Some scholars argued that the book should be reconsidered as part of the biblical canon, while others maintained that its theological inconsistencies and apocalyptic themes made it unsuitable for inclusion. 9. Conclusion. The banning of the Book of Enoch from the Bible was the result of a complex interplay of historical, theological, and cultural factors. While the book was widely read and respected in early Jewish and Christian communities, its association with apocalypticism, its theological inconsistencies, and its appeal to Gnostic sects ultimately led to its exclusion from the canon. The process of shaping the Bible was not simply a matter of deciding which books were true or false, but rather involved complex decisions about which texts best supported the emerging Orthodox Christian doctrine. Today, the Book of Enoch remains a fascinating and controversial text, offering a unique window into the religious beliefs and practices of ancient Jewish and Christian communities. Its vivid descriptions of angels, demons, and cosmic battles continue to capture the imagination of readers, while its exclusion from the Bible raises important questions about the nature of Scripture and the process of canonization. Whether viewed as divinely inspired or as a product of ancient apocalyptic speculation, the Book of Enoch remains an important and enduring part of the religious and literary heritage of humanity.